Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth, but if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a bushel basket. No, it is set on a lampstand, where it gives light to all in the house. Just so, your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and give glory to your heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord. If you recall, our Gospels beginning last week and for the next several weeks are from the Sermon on the Mount, which is found only in Matthew. Last week we heard the Beatitudes. Today we're reminded that we are salt of the earth, that our faith has to shine before others. We're living at a bit of an unsettling moment in the history of our nation, a moment that is precipitated by the fact that our elected officials have failed us miserably in failing to adopt an immigration policy and the security of our borders. And a new administration has taken a different approach, which is met by some people with applause and by others with derision. The pulpit can never be used for political statements, but we have to remember that in our Catholic tradition, the gospel and the first reading are always connected. And so if the gospel tells us today that our faith must be a light that shines before others, we have to include in that Isaiah's words in the first reading, that faith without action is meaningless. And Isaiah reminds us that if we do not share our bread with the hungry, shelter the oppressed and the homeless, clothe the naked when we see them, our light will not break forth like the dawn, and our wound will not be healed. Amen.